Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I started new hobbies. Do you want to hear them? I have new hobbies. I got in the mood of stuff. I don't know what's going on with me. My first one, right, is that, well, I only thought about downloading a book, so I haven't actually read it, but I started rewatching Buffy.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, great hobby.
Great. What do we call it, a hobby?
I'm calling it a hobby. It's a hobby, Carla. I'm not able for much. Like, I can't do physical stuff, so watching Buffy is definitely a hobby. And I have a few observations from the first few episodes of the first season.
Sure.
She's deadly. She's a good goer. She's a very good goer. She can kick the living shit out of the dead shit out of a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
It's very active. She actually has good moves. She, you know, the cheerleading squad, she's a good dancer, all that kind of stuff. Mm. Can't close an old rusty door to save her fucking life.
Okay.
And if a vampire kicks her and she's thrown back into a few empty boxes behind her.
There's always empty boxes.
It takes her about 20 minutes to recover. I feel like Cordelia gets the job done quicker. Do you know what I mean? She's a bit sassier. Whereas Buffy's just like, you know, like in a fighting game. You know, where they're like that. You know, remember like Street Fighter, yeah. Like Tekken?
Yeah.
And they were just like that. And I was like, fight!
She's too busy.
And they're like that for ages.
She's too busy buzzing around Token.
This is Buffy. She's just, for the people who can't see me, I'm standing here moving my fists, just like looking at my opponent.
I agree.
Doing nothing else.
I agree.
So I'm Scarlifer. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
What other hobbies?
That's it. This is kind of it. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And this is your weekly reminder that we're on Patreon. So for 6 of your euros plus tax, there's the taxes that Patreon charge you, not us.
Well, the government.
The government charge you, not us. You will get 5 extra episodes every month, and one of those is with a special guest. A friend of the pod, if you will.
It's going to be a buzz.
They come out on Mondays. We call them mini-sodes, but they're actually nearly bigger than these ones.
Actually, guys, I'm just going to do a little ASMR right now. You're going to love this.
You're going to love it. Bit of Diet Coke.
Wait for it.
We love it.
Is there anything better than...
That could be an ad.
That could be an ad. They'd never sponsor us.
They'd
never want to be near us. They would hate us.
And I wouldn't mind, like, they're probably the ones that we're just like, absolutely, every minute of every day am I supporting your company.
Yeah. I'm never without one in my hand.
But that's why they don't need the advertising, because it's... It's bitches like us.
Did you see the World Health Organization? We're like cancerous.
I know, they're gonna
declare everybody keeps
it.
Sending it to me, and I'm like, what? Like, what smug satisfaction do you get out of sending this to me?
It's so unhelpful.
Go away.
I know, it's unhelpful.
It's unhelpful.
So, and it's not gonna start, like, it's an addiction. So please.
One of my friends said to me that day, the day she said it to me, "Have you stopped drinking it yet?"
Fuck off. Who sent you that?
I was like, "There's a weaning." My friend Mickey. I was like, "There's a weaning process here."
Your friend Mickey needs to get into the bin.
Oh no, she's real into health. She's mad health.
Very reason why she needs to get into the bin. Can't be dealing.
I know. She's real health and, like, you know, salmon and quinoa. You know, like salmon and quinoa.
So she's a melt. She's an absolute drip.
She's fucking drip. Love you, Mickey. Love you, Mickey. You're not listening to this. You've got better hobbies than this.
She's out running. Mickey's out on the beach.
No, she genuinely is. Like, they go like exploring and, you know, that kind of stuff. And
she's
like,
on a hike.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have signal to listen to this.
That's what I mean. I'm like, she's just going and being very beautiful somewhere.
Yeah. Fuck Mickey.
It's rough life. Yeah. Rough life.
Fuck Mickey. We released a video during the week where you were like, podiatrist.
Yeah.
Podiatrist.
Yeah.
Instead of podiatrist. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of foot clinics that came on.
A lot of foot clinics.
Inner foot clinics that came into our DMs and was like, no, Carla, this is, a lot of people say this. A
lot of Shropadox.
That's a much better name for a Shropadox.
Yeah. That would be my clinic if I was a doctor.
It's like if you're, yeah,
Shropadox.
Like a vet that specializes in dogs. Like, why aren't they called doctors?
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much better names for stuff.
There is. Just be punny.
We need to do a segment on that.
Yeah.
Like, instead of this, why not call it this? And then try to implement it.
Yeah. But then there was that, you know, that place that was called Scissor Sisters and all that other kind of crack. And yeah. Gotta be careful with those ones too.
You do. You surely do. And then you never know, if you come up with an original name, you never know what's going to happen years down the line to fuck that up on you.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a serial killer could be called
Iskanders.
Do you know? Exactly. Like,
Papella.
Give us the name of a famous serial killer. I know that there is one. Like, this, the something killer.
Oh, I don't know, but I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
One of those.
Like the Phoenix killer. You know what I mean? One of them fucking
Phoenix takeaway. Manor Street Chipper killer.
Or like the Scranton Strangler. Like that kind of, you know, there is one. And there was a load of copycats, is a really famous one. I'm wrong. I've been wrong for the last 4 years on this podcast, so I don't even know why I bring this shit up, because I can never follow through with it.
Sorry, I also have to bring up a fact of how committed we were to Billy Zane being in Lonely Flats. We talked about this for a good 15 minutes. We were like, Billy Zane in The Mummy. Billy Zane in The Mummy. No. Billy Zane is not The Mummy.
For reference, this was on our Patreon. We do, every now and again, we do reeling, like a reeling in the year sort of thing. And last week, with the whole Titan sub, 1997, the year of the release of the Titanic, just felt apt. And we were going on as if Billy Zane
was in The Mummy.
Was in The Mummy. And he absolutely wasn't. Somebody had to, again, we've been wrong for the last 4 years. I don't, like, no, what do you expect of us at this stage?
It was our sheer commitment to him being in The Mummy. Like, it was like, we,
and we want it. It was actually Arnold Vosloo.
They are similar, I want to say.
They look very similar. Great. I feel like he doesn't have the guy liner. He looked great in The Mummy, though. There was something about him.
There was something about everybody in that film.
There was something about everybody in that film, especially Brendan Fraser.
Have you not seen that TikTok?
No.
It's like, by Panic, and it just keeps going through the cast of The Mummy, and it's like hitting the button, and it's like a photo of Rachel Weisz, a photo of Brendan Fraser,
yeah,
a photo of your one who played Anak Sunamun, a photo of your man who played Billy Zane.
He played Billy Zane
playing The Mummy.
In The Mummy. And I wouldn't mind, we had this like thing today, we must do a deep dive on Billy Zane, we must do a deep dive. Fuck all going on with, there's actually more going on with Arnold Vosloo than there is with fucking Billy Zane. He's like, he's had a few relationships he was with.
He was dating with your one, no, the English girl.
Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved them together.
He had a stint with Kate Moss as well.
I see that.
And like the reason why him and Kelly Brook broke up,
mm-hmm,
is because he wanted to move to LA.
And she wanted to stay in England.
She went back to a wedding and was like, I'm going to stay here. And that's why they broke up. But I feel like most of his girlfriends have been from the UK. So yeah. Was he like, oh, well, it happened with Brooke, with Kelly, so I might just keep going out with the UK boards, and that way I can just like, I don't need to look at them all the time because they just want to stay in the UK. Is this his thing? Do you know what I mean?
That's so strange. I liked him and Kelly together. I really, really hoped that they were.
Years ago. So many years ago.
I know, but I loved them at the time. And then didn't she get with someone very strange?
Kelly Brook.
Yeah. I want to say like a footballer, but he might have been a love rat.
May have been.
Something along those lines.
She was probably with Lee from Blue, to be fair. Like, everybody who hasn't was. Been? Who has hasn't? I've been with Lee from Blue.
The girl. Apparently one of our listeners was fangirling so hard.
I have a video ready to go for that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. But in this episode, something completely different.
Yeah.
We're talking about kids' parties.
Yeah, we are. So we kind of briefly touched on this on the Patreon because kids' parties were mad when I was growing up.
See, you say
very
that.
Political.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I can't remember much about a kids' party now when, like, I was younger, to be fair.
You'd have to see, my primary school was tiny.
It was.
So there was only 30 in my year. Not in my class, in my year.
Mm.
28 to 30, depending. Like, maybe one or two people, like, left and, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was always mayhem. Because some kids would invite everyone. Some kids would only invite their friends. And it was always kind of like, and then if they changed it, you'd be like, oh, you're switching it up this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? You invited everyone last year. Now you're only inviting a select 20.
Yeah.
And then it was like 28 or 30. That's bad out.
That's bad out. If you're going to go that, go hard or go home. Like, if you're going to be going that many.
Yeah.
Out of a proportion of the.
Yeah. But I loved, there was no, I used to get so excited to go to my mates' parties. And I used to get so excited for myself.
Did you?
Yeah. So, like, I always kind of did the same thing for a long time.
What did you do?
Magician, bouncy castle.
Location, though.
My house.
Oh, your gaff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Very yeah. good.
So it used to always be, and then the odd time in my granny's gaff, because she had a bigger back garden.
Right.
But still, it was always kind of the same thing. Magician, and he'd do the trick where the fish would come out of the fiver.
What?
So, like, you'd get him a pint glass of water, and you'd give him five pound.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he did it, but he obviously had, like, a fish up his sleeve, and he'd do, like, this thing, and he'd wrap it around his
finger.
Was
it real?
Yeah. And I had goldfish then. Yeah, I had loads of goldfish. I called one Fiver. I called all my animals very strange things. So I had one called Fiver. I had one called Guinness, because it came out into, the Guinness, you know, the Guinness pint glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had one called Guinness, one called Fiver. Yeah.
Because of the magicians and how they were presented to you.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of telling, and maybe people are like, you can correct me, because I know obviously some of my friends did have parties when they were younger, but I feel like this is the difference in class of, because, like, you seem to have, like, a very common theme within your class. There was loads of parties. It didn't happen in my class.
Really?
Did not happen. Like, there was never.
No, everyone had a party. I feel like there was never anyone who didn't have a party. Like, everyone would all, and you'd be like, oh, it's bloody blah's birthday, oh, it's this person's birthday. And you'd be like, what are you doing for your birthday?
Really?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. And it was a real, really, like
I just vividly remember loads of people's birthdays, you know?
I do remember, obviously, kids having birthday parties. Yeah. It just wasn't that big of a thing in, like, do you know, like, and maybe it's because I just never had them, so I decided to block them all out.
You were like, anyway, I pretend I do not see.
I remember getting to around the age of 10 or 11, and then, like, there was a few selects. There was, like, seven girls who, like, went to sleepovers and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was, like, kids' parties, not.
No, like, when you were younger, like, I remember one year, everybody got me the Spice Girls movie. So I had, like, four of them rocking around.
Nice. Yeah.
So there was that year. I remember that one quite vividly, but I really liked the magician bouncy castle thing, so I kind of really rinsed that one. But
yeah,
you know, some of the other, then when you were a little bit older, you'd all go cinema and McDonald's.
Do you not
do cinema and McDonald's? Everybody did cinema and McDonald's. We or probably, Pizza Hut and McDonald's, or Pizza Hut and cinema.
Yeah, maybe there was the, but it wasn't, it was more so from, like, my cousins or my really close friends. It wasn't the class.
Oh no, there was, like, a, but my class was tiny, so there kind of had to be.
How many was in your class though, if there was 30 in your year?
That's it. Like, we only have one class.
Yeah, we still had 30 to a class, though. You wouldn't be inviting other people. Yeah, but
would you be mates
with
other people in other classes? I don't really know how that worked.
No.
Like,
you wouldn't have been. Okay. Like, they were kind of, my best friend was always in a different class to me, so, like, she'd get him, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But it was always the case of, like, oh, no, there was always those people who were in the other class. And it's not as if you were enemies, but it was always, like, there was
rivalry.
There was a barrier. There was definitely, like, yeah, like, if you sensed the barrier.
We had that with different years. We didn't have that with different classes because my school was literally.
There was always, like, there was, like, 90 students to a year and three classes. Or could have been, like, 120 and it was still 30 per. You know what I mean? Like, the ratio was 30 to a teacher.
It was so big.
Yeah. I know, but I think, I don't know, it's weird. Yours was a private school as well, though, wasn't it?
What?
Your
primary schools can't be private, but.
Oh, can they not?
No.
It was just.
Huh?
Just very small.
It's just like primary schools can't be private, but there's weird kind of like, I don't know. There's weird. I think it's very hard to get into primary schools in general nowadays, no? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
I really don't know.
It's got anyway. To do with siblings and catchment areas. Yeah, like, it used like to be down
my
to
sister
baptisms.
Was in it, so it was happening. Yeah, well, there was a bit of that too. Like, I mean, nuns around the school, so.
Yeah, there used to be, you had to be baptised to get into certain schools. I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore, but let's face it.
There was fees that you had to pay, that's all I know.
Yeah, I know, I think that's everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Ain't no such thing as a free education.
But this is what I don't understand about, like, you know, the way they're like, school's free over here. I'm like, it's absolutely not.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely not.
There's those, quote unquote, voluntary contributions.
That's what cracks me up more than anything. Yeah, can you give this letter to your mummy and daddy?
Yeah. I know, and then like
we're looking for more money.
There's the school tours, and then it was the same way. Like, if you want to, I don't know. Now I didn't get Bobby baptized, but I think with christenings and stuff like that, there's generally a voluntary / obligatory contribution that you have to give
to the church
to get your child christened. And do you know, it just fucking it's funny to me, and this might be unpopular for people who still do follow on the. It's tradition, not religion. That they don't step foot in the church after. Like, you don't, like, just what? Stop. Like, why get your child baptized? You don't go
the
to
people
church,
that are like, because they're looking for a day out.
It's the tradition.
Yeah, they're looking for a day out. Yeah.
Religion. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I don't get it. I think it is becoming less and less popular now.
Oh, definitely is. Yeah. Yeah. And there's like kids, like, even, you know, Claire's daughter was like, no, I don't want to do
Claire was like, fuck that.
I know. Well, I was like, good on you.
Good on you. And the same year, Elliot wanted to make his communion.
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean. I'm like, kids are like.
Make your own little.
Kids are so political. They're crazy. But there was, I just remember vividly all of these. And then there was one, see, if you were, you'd get stung if you had your birthday on the summer holidays.
Right.
And I'd be like, shit, one, you never get a party.
Yeah.
Well, you do, but it's like not in the school year. So like not everybody gets excited and celebrates and like puts a balloon on your desk. Do you know? You just get summer one. Whether it's mine was always the last week of school.
Right.
So everybody was in the mode. Buzz. Exactly. Yeah. So it used to be like, at my party Saturday. At my party's this Saturday. And my party's on this Saturday. Isn't that perfect? It's my party this Saturday.
And everybody's already finished school.
And no one had a birthday near mine.
Oh, did
so? So it was very, like, very apt. It was very perfect for me.
I
loved it.
You were absolutely.
I was set up for that birthday life. Yeah.
Mine was always really close to Christmas. Maybe that's why I never got a party.
Yeah, I remember one of my other friends when I was growing up, Mariah, she had the best party in, is it Badass Cafe?
Oh, I used to
it
love
was
it.
So fuck, I'll never forget how good it was.
It used to be a pizza place and now it's like a traditional like pub.
I still walk by it in Temple Bar and I'm like, I'm always like, Mariah's party.
We used to go there on really Not really special occasions, but if we went into town, like, it was a treat if you got to go
That's
to the Badass
I mean.
Cafe. And they used to have, oh, it was amazing, because they used to go, you'd go in, it was upstairs, you'd sit, it was like Eddie Rocket's kind of set up, it was boots and stuff.
Yeah.
But then they took your order and put it into this little pipe thing, or this little cup, and they sent it across the fucking restaurant on a pulley. They used to, and these little cups used to be fucking
when
flying
kid,
around the
like,
ceiling.
Oh
it was like, oh,
my.
It was real American. And because I had ass in the name.
Yeah, I remember that being like, this is crazy.
This is called a Badass Cafe. Right. Meaning donkey. But I feel like, maybe it's because I only ever had pizza there, but I feel like it was a pizza place. But we went back, me and my ma, a couple of years ago, and it was like a traditional pub.
Oh, I thought it was just kind of like a TGI's or a Thunder Road. I thought it was that kind of, say, menu,
no.
You know, like goujons and chippies.
You go in
and
it looks like
that
they do,
kind of shite.
They do like the beer batter fish, and it's like, yeah, it wasn't the same. It's not the same. Upstairs is the toilets now. Like, it's weird. But what I will say is, the day, you know your man that was going around town with the donkey for ages?
Yeah.
He used to put the donkey on the bus.
Yeah.
He came in to the Badass Cafe the day I was in it. Now, I wasn't happy. I was sitting there at the table going, this is a load of shit.
Why?
Because it's not the Badass Cafe that I remember.
Oh, okay.
It was in the traditional pub area. But then the donkey came in. So I was like, that's all right, isn't it? That's good.
You're like, oh, that's traditional.
Your man with the donkey came in. Yeah, exactly. He was a fucking mad thing. I remember loads of videos going around him at the time. He was just bringing the donkey everywhere in town.
Mm. Actually, oh.
Dublin's such a fucking weird place.
I also remember this other. So there was another party that just actually sprung to my head. So there was this girl who moved over for some reason for fifth and sixth class. Anyway, her name was Gisette. She was from America.
Josette,
yeah.
Oh, Josette, okay.
Yeah, Josette, so like Josie.
Right.
Yeah. And her parents had this, they had this fab gaff. And I remember we went to hers. I think, I want to say it was for a party. But we were like, anyway, we were playing in this room. And the layout of the house was like nothing I'd ever seen before. You know, one of those where you're like, this is so fucking cool. Like, I'm in 2050, you know?
I love a house that has like loads of twists and turns and steps and what have you.
It was just very mutton.
Yeah.
Very modern. But we're all kind of like, we must have been like 11 or 12 at the time, which is, to me at that point, I thought that I was 50 years old.
You were sure from Clueless.
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully thought that I was like the oldest person in the world. I was like, I'm proper old now. Mm. Now look back, I'm like, you were 12. When I see a 12-year-old now, I'm like, what was I thinking at that age?
I know, yeah.
Oh, genuinely. And we were like playing in a room, and then this mirror fell off and just smashed. And I remember being like, oh my God, how are we going to get out of this one? Even though, like, we didn't do anything. Yeah, it just obviously was a bit precarious and, like, fell off the wall. And I remember being like, oh my God. And the fun ended after that.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, but I get it now, because I suppose if I had kids and, like, I came in here and there was mirror smash, I'd be like, what the fuck did you see? You just wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that it just fell off.
Exactly. Yeah. So I get it now. But do you remember when you were younger, you were just like, oh God, they're going to be so mad, but I really hope that they're not mad, but they're going to be so mad.
Yeah.
It was just because you were probably up the walls being like, oh, why don't I have a fucking kids party?
Yeah.
Like, as a parent, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we asked all listeners, because I wanted to know not just their own experiences of being a kid.
But the ones of,
being a hostess with, I made this up on the spot when I was putting out that box, look.
What?
Hostess with the mostest are guests at their best. Stop looking at me like that's brilliant. But I also wanted to know about, obviously, because people our age now are parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is their experience
for us
throwing a party for a little kiddie nowadays? Do you know? Yeah. Because now I feel like it's always, well, for my kids' age group, it's like ship shape. It's go kids go. It's, you know,
yeah, I feel centers. Like there's a lot more very obvious things. Sorry, the giraffe center as well when you were very young. Oh my God, what a spot.
I do remember going to a few parties there, to be fair.
Yeah, my sister always had it at the giraffe, and I remember when I was old enough to kind of like get involved too.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the best.
They were so much better them days, like when you were a guest. Whereas now I've obviously been to them. I'm just like, there's no radio. There's no, they go to like the play centre, they have their fun, you get them all tired out. There's absolutely no fucking way they want to go in any goujons that taste like fucking bleach.
Yeah.
And have to sit there for a half an hour while people pour diluted stuff out of a jug that's probably not washed. Like, there's no music, there's just a few paintings on the wall. They're a bit shit.
And it smells.
It stinks.
Stinks.
The floor is always wet.
Always, always wet.
Now, to be fair, like, there are bits, and like there'll be about 7 rooms. Like, there is a fucking business now. Whereas before, it used to be like a girl's room and a boy's room. It was like the princess room and the superhero room.
Yeah.
And like, there was always music, there was always games, like, there was, you know, musical chairs, there was activities, all this sort of stuff. Now you're lucky if you get like these people coming out and serving you, and they have this like fucking. Mr. Price, you know I love you, but the costumes for Halloween are a bit shit. Do you know what I mean? There's some Snow White costume that's been rallied. Like, it's so riddled at this stage that if you picked it up, it'd fall apart in your hand. Do you know what I mean? That's what they're wearing. They're bringing out these things. They're not even smiling. This is a summer job to them. They're fucking, like, they're, you know, 16. They hate kids.
Sorry, and do you remember how hard you would judge people for their invites? Do you remember the little invites?
Oh my God, yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, she got princess ones. I like princesses, that's interesting. I was going to do that, but she did it. Interesting. And then the party bag.
Oh, the party
bag. The elusive party bag. And you would judge people so hard on how good their party bags were.
I will say they've gone very well. They've gone very good these days.
Yeah, back then they were shite.
Well, it used to be just, you know, like your crisps, your lollipops, and they'd be out of like multi-packs of Swizzlers or multi-packs of like chickadees or whatever.
Yeah.
These days though, and this is where Mr. Price gets his rep back up, they have loads of little party favours that you can buy in the party section to put into them. So they have like bubble wands, these little things of bubbles. They have those popper, you know, them sensory popper things.
I feel like nowadays you can get things for cheap and there's more more places that you can go. Whereas back then you were just hoping you went to one of those people's parties that were like, I need all this out of the house, just take. Or they'd stuff them. They'd be like, I need to get rid of all the sweets, need to get rid of all the whatever. And you'd be like, stuff that party bag.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I feel like these days it's like fucking gift bags that you go to, you know, for award ceremonies.
Yeah, no.
They are proper fucking gift bags. Like it's...
swag bag.
Crazy. Mad. It's absolutely crazy. Now, I will say my cousins, now their surname is Kearney, but we call them the Kearneyashians.
Oh,
because they're one of those families that just like for communions and confirmations and
stuff.
They go
big.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, they go big.
There's balloon arches, there's canopies, there's proper.
Balloon arches.
Balloon arches.
You couldn't even find a balloon arch back in our day.
There's balloon arches, there's flower walls, there's candy floss machines, there's ice cream machines, there's. What else was. What was the latest one that I was at? Just the setup. The setup of the sweet table, fuck me. Like, they had proper Sour Patch Kids branded stuff. Like, they went to Musgraves kind of thing.
Oh. Spent a bomb, like.
I'll show you. I'll send you a picture of the party bag that we got going home. It was, like, a plastic thing with a black bow on it and this, like, vintage little handle. Oh, unbelievable. But there's three of them, so they're always trying to one-up each other. So every time there's a new one, it's like, no, she did that the last time. I need to do this a little bit. It does be gas. It's pure notions, but I actually love them for it. I'm just like, this is fucking iconic.
Because do you know the way that there's some people that are just so into like crafts and parties?
I will say one of them has our own, one of them businesses that do like the printing of the names on the cups and the lollipops and all that sort of stuff. So like, it's handy that she does that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's their little side gig.
Yeah.
So it is kind of handy like that. And that's, I would say, they probably wouldn't be as elaborate if she didn't do that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she does, yeah, no, it's just funny. And then, like, there's never, remember it used to be just the deep fat fryer and everything from the freezer got fucked into it?
Yeah.
Now, we have Apache on the way. We have chipper on the way. We have spice boxes on the way.
Wow.
Like, every kind of 3 hours, there's a delivery coming. Like, the fucking money being spent on these days.
Wow.
Just in the gaff. Just in the gaff.
Crazy.
It is. It's different. I used to go around people's gaffs begging. Do you know what I mean? Like on communions and stuff. I was brought around. Help the little communion girl. My little fucking bag. It's just changed so much. It's so funny.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But we did ask you for your experiences, and you delivered as usual, so we don't really have that much time left, but I remember being charged £1 into a girl at my class's birthday party. She had a gift wish list. This was years ago. That's not a fucking bad idea. Is that...
If you want to recoup costs.
She's a CEO right now. That
she's a girl boss.
She's a girl
is
boss.
Is that Susanna Jackson?
Did you go to Sosumi's party?
It's not.
Probably fucking did. You know? Letting the air out with a bouncy castle while on it was the highlight of my childhood.
Elise! Oh my God.
Do you remember those?
And like, you'd be like, everyone in, they're going to do it.
Yeah, and it, like, it just starts sinking around you. People, it was so unsafe.
So unsafe, but so much fun. You'd be like, ah.
I remember, actually, it was me nephew's communion party. Now, it wasn't elaborate or anything like that, but they did have a bouncy castle and they let it down. But one of the adults had gotten in it at that stage and it was let down, so we were trying to pull him out. It looked like he was being born. I have a photo of it. It's very fucking funny. And he's like, all the adults are drinking, obviously, and all the kids are just like, wah! We're here trying to pull Jerry out of his little bald head. He did look like a fucking baby being born. And then here he was. Like, it's fucking the carnage. The
right, Jerry,
carnage.
You're acting the magnet now. Come on.
Jerry, come on.
Like, Jerry, come on. I don't have enough strength.
Even cold this time. You're half in, half out.
With a pint.
He's born at 1856. He's 17 stone 2. Ah. Bless him.
Me little Jerry.
Ah, Jerry. Is he massive?
Oh,
fuck's sake.
It was my best friend's 8th birthday party and we were in her house. She had SingStar, the karaoke game for PlayStation. If you were lucky enough to have a go to a girl's house who had a brother who had a PlayStation, which means that they could do things like that, you were like elite.
Or a dance mat.
Huh? Or a dance. Stop the dance.
The dance mat. Fuck off.
Fucking hell.
I still remember some of them, like.
And they were like
songs,
but they were like expensive, you know.
I remember getting a dance mat. I got a dance mat for Christmas one year, and I swear to God,
I'd say you weren't off the thing.
I was not off the thing. So everybody wants to use it,
yeah,
because it was like when the dance machine first came out in. Do you remember UCI? And it was in the little arcade.
I thought it was in Leisureplex. Now
they eventually got one over there.
Ah,
but it was in UCI in the arcade in there, and there was gangs around it.
Gangs around it.
End of the Century was a big song.
Yes.
Hysteria was a really hard one. Like, I remember some of these. So, but I think my ma felt sorry for me because what I used to do was I'd have an A4 sheet.
Yeah.
Right? I'd have Britney Spears' album on. I did my own arrows and I had these arrows and I stuck them on the floor and I did a little manual dance thing, and I'd be out in the kitchen for fucking hours doing these to Britney Spears songs. And I said she was coming out looking at me going, ah, that poor bastard, and just got, like, you know.
I'd say she was delighted that you were entertaining yourself.
Absolutely. But I'd say she was looking at me going, ah, the poor fucker. I thought it was genius at the time. I'd say if I looked back on it now, I'd be like, oh my God.
That's so embarrassing.
You're so poor.
Yeah.
You're actually so poor. Oh, the dance mat was elite, though. It really was, yeah.
But it was the 80s version. So it was the SingStar, but the 80s version.
Oh, nice.
So most of us didn't know the songs or the artists, but I saw one singer. It was Madonna. I started singing this Madonna song, Giving It Socks, until her nanny ran over and turned it off. I was very offended. I didn't think much of it until I went home and I was telling my mum and dad. They asked me what song I was singing. I replied, Like a Virgin.
Ah, yeah.
My mum and dad just laughed and said, I'll understand when I'm older. The innocence of me. No wonder why her Catholic nanny freaked out.
For fuck's sake.
But like, I'll never again, you know, one of those kind of core memories.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I remember someone's, when I was younger, when S&M came out.
Yeah.
And their kid was singing it and I was like,
But they don't understand it.
No, they don't. But I remember just being like, that's on the radio.
I know, yeah.
And then I was also like,
But you don't understand these things when you're younger anyway. It's not until you get older and you realise what half of these things were about, like.
Exactly, but I think it's still.
Remember City High?
It's still awkward when you hear.
Yeah,
A kid singing it.
They don't have a clue. That's the
They
thing.
Don't have a clue, but the adults do, and that's what makes you uncomfy because you're just kind of like,
I know.
Yeah.
Remember City High? We were going around.
What would you do if someone's at home?
Crying alone on the bedroom floor because it's hungry.
Sleep with a man for a little bit of money.
That's the thing, but like, we never even thought about the words. We could rap for that. Few minutes.
Yeah, we could.
We knew the words off by heart and that was all that mattered. We had a water fight in my aunt's kitchen. Fairly sure it was my aunt who started it and the place was soaked.
So dangerous.
I'd hate to be the aunt.
Tile floors.
If she had tiled floors, yeah, absolutely.
She probably started it because she was like, now keep yourselves fucking happy, piss off.
Yeah.
A girl in my national school class invited the entire class to her birthday party. They had a pony dressed as a unicorn to greet us all. And the grand finale before we went home was her parents leading us down to a money tree at the bottom of their garden where they had taped fivers and lollipops to the tree and lifted all the kids up to pick a fiver off the tree.
Fuck off.
Big Celtic Tiger vibes. I went home very unimpressed that we didn't have a money tree in our garden.
Oh my God. That is such Celtic Tiger vibes.
Did she helicopter into the party too?
She's probably got a fucking the pink Hummer.
Did Bertie come out of the Hummer with her? Walk her in.
She got the monk Hummer. Fuck, like.
It's with the monk driving it.
Yeah. Fucking hell. This is from the perspective of an older person now throwing a kids' party. Invited one kid. The dad came and left all three kids with me and walked away. They were very young too. No thanks. What the fuck?
See, another thing is the parties were an afternoon off.
They were.
So be clever, parents.
And you know what? I recently brought Bobby to a party. It was in a play centre and we know them very well. Like, the little girl is his best friend on the road and I know them quite, like, I trust them. Do you know what I mean?
Met her.
You've met her. She's a cutie. And when we went, the mom was like, why don't you go off to Blanche for a little while? And I said, no. I was like, and then I came home. I was like, why the fuck did I say no? So I'll now going forward to just leave him, because he'd be fine with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he'd be absolutely fine with that, especially if he's with his little best friend. So I'll know from now on. Somebody else here said, had a bouncy castle every year till I was 21. No regrets.
Yeah,
fair play.
Good for you. I remember it must have been like my 12th or my 13th birthday. I remember being like, this is my last bouncy castle.
There's no age limit on a bouncy castle.
But I remember at that time being like, I still love them because they were just the crack.
They still are. If there's a bouncy castle at a family do, I will still get on the bouncy castle.
Yeah.
You better believe that. You know? Yeah. Not recently because I have a bun in the oven, but like I would, you know, if my health is okay, I'm definitely getting on the fucking bouncy castle. Do you know what I mean? I'm showing the kids how to flip. I'm going, and now they have slides on them.
Jen, I just have this image of you being like, cute!
Yeah, and do the flip. I give somebody the ick like that. That's all they had to do was imagine them doing a flip on a bouncy castle to get the ick. That's me, I'm a walking ick.
Oh my God.
Oh, stop. I'm kid free. Oh, shit. Sorry, Matt, I'm going back into that question box. Don't mind if you can hear me. I'm kid free with a large extended family, so I arrive when it's nearly over with vodka shots, and then I enjoy myself. There you go now.
Good for you.
Well done. We wanted all experiences, and you surely gave us that.
Good for you.
Good for fucking you. The kids whose mas say don't let them have sweets normally, so they fucking clear the sweet table at your party.
For fuck's sake.
Who lets their kid go to a party and say, oh no, they're not allowed to eat, we want carrots and the fucking hummus and the quinoa.
Some people are like
Mickey.
That.
Fucking Mickey's kid. Mickey.
Like, they eat too much sugar.
They eat too much. Fuck off, Mickey.
No, she makes amazing cakes. Again, she's like.
Made out of what?
Oh no, wait until you hear this. So she made me a birthday cake.
Right.
During the week. And it was like, she made their own macarons for the top. So she made actual macarons for the top. And it was passion fruit with an like almond biscuit with passion fruit. And I can't even remember. There was like 75 layers to this, right? And she was like, oh my God, try the macarons. I made them all myself, and that's organic pistachio paste.
Oh, God.
I was like, this cake probably cost 20 grand to make. And we're out the back of a tent at a concert singing happy birthday, you little cutie. Like, brought it all the way into town.
That's
so
cute.
I'd have it. Like, is that not the
that
cutest
thing?
That is
cute, but I wouldn't enjoy that cake. I'm not going to lie.
It's very adult.
I need the caster
It's very
sugar.
Adult, yeah.
I need the fucking caster sugar.
It's very exclusive. Sorry. Like, I felt rich eating it. I was like, I'm wealthy. Do you know
what I
mean? I was like, I'm a wealthy woman.
Yeah.
Even though this is on a plate with a you know, wooden fork. I was like, I am. Yeah. I was like, I'm an adult.
I wouldn't enjoy that now. I need all the sugar that goes along with it, you know?
I know, but also if it doesn't have an Eddie Rocket sign, you're probably not eating it. So, like, I don't...
No, I do. Like, I love a good L. Just a normal fairy cake. Cupcakes are not the same
as
all
fairy cakes.
Got loads
of cakes this year. I'm really happy.
Did you?
Yeah, Tom got me a cake and he did a little setup for me. He did a little... I came out and he had the card because he was bringing me to Lisbon.
Yeah.
And he had a cake for me because I love cake.
Yeah.
And I just think birthdays are not a birthday without a cake.
No, that's
It's
true.
So important to have a cake.
It is. It was my mum's birthday as well, and she doesn't eat cake, but we still had a cake because it's not a
is
birthday.
Is your mum's birthday
cake.
The same as mine?
25th.
29.
Yeah. I know, Carla. She's a Cancer.
You waited long enough to text me, how dare you? You had to get the prompt from fucking Instagram, arsehole.
I had a lot going on, Carla. I'm really fucking... And here I was, shit, I never even put up on the fucking unpopular opinion. Then I said, you know what, fuck, she didn't do it for mine, so it doesn't matter.
Do you hate that?
I don't know.
You're not a big birthday. I'm not a big birthday bitch, but I do love my birthday.
You do? Yeah, no, you do.
No, I'm not like some birthday.
You're not like Amy. You're not like your sister. No, I'm not like Amy. It's not like a birthday month and like every day has to be an event.
Yeah.
You're not like that.
Yeah.
But I think everybody just be like, I don't do anything for me, don't do it. And then they're fucking delighted when something is done.
Yeah, they're like,
everybody's like that. I'll even say I'm like that. Do you know what I mean? Just like, thanks. I didn't have to do that, but I'm delighted that you did. Do you know?
Yeah. So we had the little cake and then he had like little mini Krispy Kremes.
Ah, that's nice.
And then my little card. And then he got me this cocktail shaker that I really wanted. This glass one that I really want. Just cute.
Thoughtful.
And a balloon. Nice. So I have two balloons now.
You do?
I do.
I've had to move them out here.
Yeah, so we could record.
So that we could record. They're taking up the gaff. The fucking yacht.
Yeah.
Who got you that big huge one?
Stacey.
I was going to say, because Tom's one looks shit compared
to... I know, but he said he went in. They only had two left. It was that one or that one. And he was like, for fuck's sake.
I can't get her. That one. Yeah. He could have made it symmetrical.
I know, but I would have walked in and been like, did you just retie Stacey's balloon arsehole?
No, you would have seen the two of them. It got me. He didn't want to be on his own.
Imagine just walk into this. That is a huge balloon, though.
It's enormous. It's like a fucking gender reveal balloon.
You should have put it behind me for this whole...
Yeah. Sure. Millions of Rice Krispie cakes. Did we even like these, especially made with the cooking chocolate?
I love
Rice Krispie cakes.
I love them. I love how cheap and shit they are.
I love how cheap and shit they are. You can make them as chocolatey as you want, or as scabby as you like.
But I like a scabby one.
I like a scabby one, and I love cooking chocolate when it's melted, eaten off the spoon. You cannot tell me otherwise.
It like freezes the minute it hits your tongue. It like goes hard.
Will eat it by the block? I really will. Like it's shit.
It's divine.
But we love it. Do you know?
In the best way possible.
Absolutely. And they're so fucking easy to make.
Oh, that's what I mean. I'm like, and then somebody, you know, upgrades them, throws on a few sprinkles.
Oh, fuck off.
Tons and you're like, whoa.
And then like the sprinkles and the marshmallows and then
the marshmallows are a nice addition. I will say the mini marshmallows are a nice addition.
No.
I do believe.
This one said, I had my daughter's party in a play centre. I was doing the usual. What if nobody shows up? 40 kids show up. 40 kids. Like play centres nowadays, they're not just like you go in, you do the cake, there's a few little sweets and stuff like that. It's a proper per head
event.
Play.
It's an event.
It's like paper plate. Do you want sausages or goujons? It's a per head plate. Do you know?
Wow.
It's a big Do you have to have,
and I'm not actually being a dickhead. Do you have to have a veg option nowadays?
Maybe, I don't know actually.
Or is it just chips? Because there was loads of kids who would just be like, just chips, please.
Yeah, just chips, yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, they do the chips, so yeah, as far as I could see, well, maybe they do have the veg option, or just any of the ones that I was at didn't.
Yeah.
Because they have them things now, they're like, nearly like samosas, but they're stuffed with veg. They're like spring rolls set up. Like there's a pastry around the outside and it's all just crushed. They do them for babies and you can like grill them and stuff like that. I used to give them to Bobby as a snack.
Nice.
When he was younger. And they are really nice, I'm sure they do them, but like the parties that I was at was either chicken or sausages or goujons.
Wow.
Don't know. So that we didn't have any little vegetarians.
A little vegan.
Mickey's kids weren't there. Do you know what I mean? His kids just weren't there. And then the last one I have in the box here, I decided I want a party in McDonald's. So the Ashleaf set me up a party station, throne and all. Do you remember the
kids' parties and Macca's? Yeah.
The actual cart, like the...
The hamburger merle on the back.
I know, like the actual, like, and then the big table, the big setup and all. Then they changed it. It's a bit shit now. I don't even think they have it anymore, do they?
No, I don't think they do.
That was amazing. Remember the one in Phibbs where it was huge?
Yes, it was so good.
That was the fucking spa.
That was the spa. What was that place?
That was the place to be.
Right, my birthday's the first week in Jan. Distinctly remember my mum stressing, having to have a plan, booked and invitations out, etc. before the school closed for the Christmas holidays to give people enough notice. Yeah, that was another thing. How much notice do you give people?
I know, it's about... What did I get? I think I got about 5 weeks. But then that confused me because I always kept thinking it was the Saturday coming. I had to keep looking back on the WhatsApp group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's not even invitations, it's a WhatsApp group between the mass. Do you know?
I would have loved to hear more Ma's opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have one here. I once went to a kid's party when I was younger. It was my mum's friend's kid, so I didn't really know any of his friends. And his uncle made this game up. Love adults at a kid's party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made this game up of throwing us over the side wall of the bouncy castle onto the bouncy part. So he was outside, just to clarify.
Okay.
So that's a good...
He must have been strong. Was it Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Was it John Cena?
Was it a WWE character at this party?
Who is this man?
I vividly remember everyone lining up and waiting for their turn. And me, not wanting to be left out, but also not knowing anyone, I lined up too. He threw me over and I landed on my head. How I didn't break my neck, I'll never know. And they had to stop doing it, so I was equally hurt, but also mortified that I'd ruined everybody else's fun.
Oh, God.
At a party that you didn't know anyone.
You can just fucking position yourself and keep the crack going now. Look, there's always one.
There's always one. Look, and you were that one.
You'll know from now on when you're getting fucked over the side of a bouncy castle to try and proportion yourself to land on your side and keep the crack going.
You'll be like, come on, kids, come on outside. We've got this really cool game from when I was a kid.
Back in my day, we used to throw the kids over the bouncy castle.
But like, think of the height of that.
That was a strong man.
Just think of how mini you are.
Yeah.
You're getting launched.
That's fucking deadly.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that or also, do you remember the game where everybody, you'd sit in the middle, you'd sit like in the middle like that and everybody, you
I feel like that's trampolines. It's not the same in a bouncy castle. The buoyancy isn't the same.
You try it. But you try anything.
Trampolines are the best for that. Like when you're on a trampoline with somebody else. And it's like, boing, boing, like on each side.
But that's so dangerous because the trampoline's like that size. At least the bouncy castle has the walls that apparently the uncle will throw you over.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have walls on the trampoline now. They do have them.
The nets?
Yeah.
You could slip through them easy.
No, you can't. When was the last time you were on a trampoline?
Not for a very long time.
I have. And they're safe. It's much better crack on the trampoline than it is on a bouncy castle.
Nah.
Absolutely.
It's not.
No, it's not. Bouncy castles are mid tier. Trampolines are elite. Fight me.
I will on the bouncy castle.
See you there, bitch.
With the uncle.
We're going to test this out. We're going to do it for the pod.
Yeah.
We're going to test this
out. Yeah.
Right, before we go though, I have an unpopular opinion. This is going to be really unpopular.
Oh.
And I was wet. But like, I was an advocate of this when I first came across it. But B-Ab, shit, I'm going off the B-Ab train. It's no better than acrylic, excuse yourself.
You're not a nail girl, so I don't trust you.
I thought B-Ab, Bi-Ab, whatever, builder in a bottle, was the be-all and end-all. No more acrylics, no more gel nails, no more damage. I got B-Ab before, it was my third set. Before I went to Miami holidays, I came back and it just went to shit. It went to absolute shit. I had to pull them all off and my nails were in fucking bits at the end of it. It didn't do my nails any better than a set of acrylics would.
But you have to keep at it. That's the point of B-Ab.
But do you not think that this is the whole consumerism part of it?
Because
it's like when you get a nail balm, or not a nail balm, a lip balm. And your nails or your lips keep going to shit, so you have to keep buying the lip balm kind of thing, no?
No. Because, like, look at that nail. That nail would have been shite if I didn't have the BAB on top of it. It wouldn't have grown back healthy and strong.
But
look at him.
I know, but if you were to get the BAB taken off.
Yeah. He'd be in good nick. I've had them taken off. Totally taken off. I have a photo.
For how long though?
Oh, 24 hours because my, like, I was like, I need to get them back on. I couldn't, like, because I wanted the length.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, oh, well, at least then when you give up the BAB now, the nails would be grand. No. This is the whole thing. You have to keep putting the money into it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's no better than acrylics. But, like, you could say that for acrylics or gels. You just have to keep getting them.
Yeah, but they destroy. And even the process of getting acrylics on is not the same process.
I feel like
BAB
was no better. Okay. I kept having to get my nails filed down.
I've had them 3 years.
No, I had.
How dare you?
I know. This is why I said it's unpopular. I just don't think they're all.
Very unpopular.
They're cracked up to be.
It's very unpopular this side of the table, I'll tell you though.
Yeah.
This side of the table.
Well, I knew it would be. Yeah. But I don't give a shite.
Oh.
I'm sticking. I don't regret what I said and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay,
do you have a
gang.
Do you have a stomper?
I do.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So at the moment, everybody is remixing dance songs, if you haven't noticed. There's around 75 remixes of Children by Robert Miles going around.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
There's not an original idea in anybody's brains these days.
No. But Tuvalu, who a lot of people called Tovlo for the longest time.
Okay.
An absolute. I think she's either Finnish or Swedish.
Okay.
Pop star. Everybody will know her from... High All the Time.
Gotta stay high.
Yeah. Everybody knows her. That one. She's a song called To Die For. And she samples popcorn.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Do,
do. Okay. But it's actually a banger.
Okay.
So let me just.
A bit of a stomper, is it?
A bit of a stomper, if you don't mind.
Okay. Believe I'll be here for you, here for you. Look alive and come with me. You'll do that for everything. Bad.
It's a banger. And then it takes off. Oh my god.
Stop. That's gas.
So good. Okay,
waiting for the drop. Fuck off.
I'll allow it.
That drop was a bit disappointing, but yeah, I can see you. Yeah, grand, like, should have gone full EDM there. Like a full on,
yeah! Banger.
There you go now.
So I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
That's okay, fair enough.
Girls and boys.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed. We will be back to you next week and we love you very much. Bye! Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.